Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey, and welcome to the readings for the great Feast of Pentecost that we will celebrate this Sunday. But I don't think one program can do justice to Pentecost Sunday by a long shot. So the program that I do for Pentecost Sunday, this program that you're listening to right now, also what I do for Monday, May 25th, will continue the celebration of Pentecost. Again, this is not something the church celebrates simply as a past event. It celebrates the beginning of the presence of the Holy Spirit within you and me. The Holy Spirit that my mortal human frame, my weak human frame that will one day die, but not die forever, but it will die. It is into that weak frame that God gives his Spirit that I become, in a certain sense, the tabernacle of God. That's how much he loves you and me. You are priceless. Really. God won for you that by his death on the cross, that you might live forever, that you might live on this earth as a tabernacle of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, as Paul calls it, the temple of the Holy Spirit. You carry the infinite God who chooses to dwell within us poor, weak, sinful creatures. As long as we repent of our sin, he chooses to dwell. And Pentecost is the day when we celebrate. Think of all the changes that were made for the early apostles, and we're going to see those in the coming week. That's what God wants to do in you. That's not what he just did in those early disciples because they were beginning the church, so they needed extra help. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we need the same help. And God will give us himself. The opening prayer. O God, who by the mystery of today's great feast sanctify your whole church in every people and nation, pour out, we pray, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to speak about that all this coming week. The gifts of the Holy Spirit across the face of the earth. And with the divine grace that was at work when the gospel was first proclaimed, fill now once more the hearts of believers. That's you and me. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God. One God, forever and ever. Fill now once more the hearts of believers. This is what we want to ask for. Cry out today and tomorrow, preparing for Sunday. Cry out, come, Holy Spirit, come. Repent of your sins. Turn, get your compass set right, and welcome the Spirit of God within you. First reading for this Pentecost Sunday, and by the way, I'm using the readings for the day of Pentecost Sunday. There is the Vigil Mass, the Saturday before Pentecost Sunday. Sometimes there in parishes there is a Vigil Mass. There are other readings for that. But I'm going to use the readings for that occur actually on Sunday itself. The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. Now notice they were together. They weren't scattered. They were staying together. Unity is essential, brothers and sisters. That's what God blesses. When we get fragmented and separated from one another, the Spirit cannot as effectively dwell in us. He is the Spirit of unity. He is the Spirit of love. He can't dwell in a divided body, or at least his presence is greatly diminished. So when the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. It'd be a little frightening, wouldn't it? Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. God was going to give them gifts so that first they could praise Him and thank Him by the power of the Holy Spirit, and then gave them gifts as well so that they could speak the languages of other people in that first proclamation. Remember how when they're all there and they say, we thought they were drunk, but when they spoke, I understood them. And we were all these nations and peoples together, but I understood them as though they were speaking in my own tongue. That's a gift of God. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. And at this sound, must have been a wild sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded. And in amazement, they asked, are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians and Medes and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, the districts of Libya near Cyrene, as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. And yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God. Brothers and sisters, God can do anything God wants for those who put all their trust in Him. Sometimes we think He ought to do this, and He does something totally different. So we have to yield to His way, not just our way, His way. But we can have the faith to be utterly open that God will supply whatever we need. And if He leaves us, in a sense, poverty-stricken, and just wait on Him. He will never abandon those who put their trust in Him. Psalm 104, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Wouldn't that be wonderful if God would do that right now? Trust Him. Trust His timing. Trust His way. Even when all seems lost, trust Him. He will not disappoint you. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning with verse 3, brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Oh, we can say the words. Yes, anybody can say the words. But do you believe it? If I declare Jesus Christ is Lord, Jesus Christ is my Lord, how can I do that? I can say the words. But words need to be backed up by truth, otherwise you're a liar and a thief. If I say Jesus Christ is Lord, that comes because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that grace in me that enables me to have faith and believe and be willing to yield to His authority over mine. It's a gift. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also in Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews, Greeks, slaves, free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Spirit. I remember having the incredible privilege the first time I was in a foreign land, in a totally other country, and a really foreign land. And I could not speak a word of their language, and they could not speak a word of mine. We needed translators for everything. And yet, when I looked in their faces, literally, physically looked in their faces, I could see where the presence of God was shining forth. Their eyes were so bright. And I knew I was with the Christians. God can do that. Let the light of God shine out in you. that we may banish the darkness from the lives of many. And the gospel for this great Sunday, this great feast, I'm going to read the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and then chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father," Advocate is a defense attorney. He's there to defend us and help us. That's one of his roles. "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me, and you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." Are you willing to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you to the fullness of truth? Or do you reject some things because it's too hard, too much? Ask for faith. Ask for greater faith. That when the Holy Spirit indicates to you the path that will be most pleasing to him and the path that will lead you to the fullness of life, you say, "Well, I like that and that, but I don't like that, so I'm going to go over here and go my way." We do that all the time. And that's what causes so much of the strife and the difficulties, because we choose to go our own way instead of God's way. God gave you of his Holy Spirit to lead you. How many times have I said this? To lead you safely home to him. But we have to learn how to hear his voice. That means daily prayer. That means asking God to teach us his ways. It means yielding ourselves to allow ourselves in a way to be reformed by the Holy Spirit, to think as God does, to have the priorities that God does. That's what God wants to do in us. And it won't touch our personality, our gifts, our own personal gifts. It just infuses everything. And he will be revealed through your personality, through your strengths and weaknesses, if you're surrendered to him. Please don't make this an empty feast and an empty celebration of just going through the motions. Make it a feast when you say to the Lord, "Come, Holy Spirit, into my life. I give over the reins of my life to you." You won't be a puppet by a long shot, but I give you the reins of my life, that you will lead me in the way that will help me to come safely home to God, and that will help me to influence the lives of as many people as possible to follow you. That's the heart of Pentecost. That's the heart of the Holy Spirit and his desire for you. "He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." May that be so. I want to offer you a free booklet, "Faith More Precious Than Gold." It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, "Captured by Mercy," which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.